In the morning they bore Niniel towards Ephel Brandir, and the road went steeply up until it came to a place where it must cross the tumbling stream of Celebros. There a bridge of wood had been built, and below it the stream went over a lip of worn stone and fell down by many foaming steps into a rocky bowl far below, and all the air was filled with spray like rain. There was a wide green sward at the head of the falls, and birches grew about it, but over the bridge there was a wide view towards the ravines of Teiglin, some 2 miles to the west. There the air was ever cool, and there wayfarers in summer would rest and drink of the cold water. Dim Rost, the rainy stair, those falls were called. But after that day, Nen Girith, the shuddering water. For Turambar and his men halted there, but as soon as Niniel came to that place, she grew cold and shivered, and they could not warm her or comfort her. Therefore they hastened on their way. But before they came to Ephel Brandir, Niniel was wandering in a fever. Long she lay in her sickness, and Brandir used all his skill in her healing, and the wives of the woodmen watched over her by night and by day. But only when Turambar stayed near her would she lie at peace, or sleep without moaning. And this thing all marked that watched her. Throughout all her fever, though often she was much troubled, she murmured never a word in any tongue of elves or of men. And when health slowly returned to her, and she waked and began to eat again, then, as with a child, the women of Brethil must teach her to speak word by word. But in this learning she was quick, and took great delight, as one that finds again treasures, great and small, that were mislaid. And when at length she had learned enough to speak with her friends, she would say, "What is the name of this thing? For in my darkness I lost it." When she was able to go about again, she would seek the house of Brandir, for she was most eager to learn the names of all living things, and he knew much of such matters, and they would walk together in the gardens and the glades. Then Brandir grew to love her, and when she grew strong, she would lend him her arm for his lameness, and she called him her brother. But to Turambar her heart was given, and only at his coming would she smile, and only when he spoke gaily would she laugh. One evening of the golden autumn they sat together, and the sun set the hillside and the houses of Ephel Brandir aglow, and there was a deep quiet. Then Niniel said to him, "Of all things I have now asked the name, save you, what are you called?" "Turambar," he answered. Then she paused as if listening for some echo, but she said, "And what does that say, or is it just the name for you alone?" "It means," said he, "Master of the Dark Shadow, for I also, Niniel, had my darkness, in which dear things were lost. But now I have overcome it, I deem." "And did you also flee from it, running until you came to these fair woods?" she said. "And when did you escape Turambar?" "Yes," he answered. "I fled for many years, and I escaped when you did so, for it was dark when you came, Niniel, but ever since it has been light. And it seems to me that what I long sought in vain has come to me." And as he went back to his house in the twilight, he said to himself, "How then, Eleth? From the green mound she came. Is that a sign? And how shall I read it?